All right, going to cut that short a little bit. That was Pale Red with the song called, IDK. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And now it's time for the live music portion of the programming, live in studio with us right now. We're very excited to have Booty EP.
Hey everyone, we were missing a kick pedal, but our drummer's so amazing and he drove a while to go get one, and here we are. And in the meantime, we were eating a lot of snacks, which leads us to our first song, Snacks.
Oh, I like the segue. Go Renna.
You may
We just got back from Toronto, and we were in the airport. I know we said we weren't going to talk because we're already late, but the song's called Chill One, and when you're at the airport and the other person's acting all like stressed out, but then, you know, the other person who's with that person is like chill, and then that's the chill one, and then it makes the other person more anxious. Okay, there you go. Got it out. That one's called the chill one. All right. Usually Ali introduces
wrong.
That. I don't do a good job. But all right, chill one. Here it is.
No, you did a great job.
Thanks. Tonight, everyone's the chill one. Okay. All right.
This next song's about boundaries.
called Yakisoba.
Halfway check in. All right, we got the thumbs up. You good?
Yeah.
All right. Which one?
Okay.
Sure, sure. Sounds good. All right. This one's not on the EP. We're playing the full EP that we just released a few weeks ago.
What is the song?
And this is kind of a offshoot, but we'll probably record it one day. And
one day.
It's called Liquid Mix for the moment.
Are you ever questioning the things? Am I alone or are you following? Are we just tense muscles restless? next song is called Warmer. When the sun comes out and suddenly everything just looks better. Your friends, everything.
Life in general.
Everything glows.
Here she goes. Check out a neat music video we filmed on for this one on BC Ferry.
And we sent it to BC Ferries, but they didn't respond.
So hopefully they liked it. Hopefully they saw it. It looks like we were allowed to film on the
maybe one day they'll sponsor us.
Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
You get one ferry to Salt Spring. Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go. Thank you.
is called Slacks. We love Slacks.
Favorite soundbite.
Bit at the end, but we just now decided to not.
We'll keep it for the show. Well, I feel bad because we weren't supposed to do this next song, but I really like playing it, and it's a jam. It's a cover. It's SZA, Fergie, and a Booty EP mashup, and this will be our last song for the night. Thank you so much for whoever's listening. You are the best. See, I tell. This one's called It's All Messed Up.
Coming to you live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Converted.
much to everyone who's listening. I think we're going to go have a little chatty roo with Ben.
See you on the flip side.
It's Booty EP live on Thunderbird Radio. Hell yes, the band will be joining me very shortly in studio to chat. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back after these messages.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
British Columbia is beautiful. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks and alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
You are listening to CITR Radio. CITR.ca, 101.9 FM. In the studio with me right now, we have Booty EP. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. That set was fantastic. It sounded really great.
Awesome. That was fun.
Yeah, there's a nice display and everything. Hopefully we can see that on the YouTube. Unfortunately, we don't have a tremendous amount of time. Yeah. But that's...
Some forgotten gear, but it's all good. We made it work.
That's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Usually it's slightly lame question to ask the band where the name came from, but I have to ask the EP part because
fair enough.
The EP part, yes,
because it is a little
confusing.
Just a little tad confusing.
Yeah, I think. Well, it kind of started. It was just what we were calling this project that was
the
essentially just
we were
jamming.
Making.
Oh.
But and we just kept calling it Booty EP when we would work on it. And it was, I think the name was just like so low pressure that it worked. It helped things like flow really nicely.
Right.
Fun to say. I mean, some people called it Booty EP for a second. Oh, yeah. And then we were like, you know, at the very least, we might be educating a little bit what an EP is. It's like a little bit faster to make, maybe, you know, it's 6 tracks, 7 tracks or less. We approach this project on like, let's just make an EP. It shouldn't be that hard. Let's just do something quick and fun. And that's kind of the vibe of the EP.
Yeah, and the low pressureness, we like, I don't know, we like the silly aspect of it. But when we booked our first like show at the Cobalt, opening for this great band, we decided we should change it, and then it was already too ingrained that nothing else could stick.
You can't force it. It feels good.
And it never gets old hearing other people say it, so
and it's unique because I'm pretty sure there's no, I don't know, I can't think of any band with EP as
there's a lot of like booty of remixes out there on the internet, but
so it's extra confusing, but it's kind of fun to talk about.
It is fun,
you know.
It sticks out. And like when did this when did this project start? Was it meant to be it seemed to be a fun thing, but was it
So we both live in a little rehearsal space jam, it's called the Juniper Room. We host shows, and I've been there for like 4 or 5 years, and Ali's been there for like 3 years. And we would just there's like in the living room, it's just like a recording studio-esque, so we would just find ourselves jamming to loops, and we were kind of doing this thing in the mornings where we would just jam a bit to get the juices flowing,
and
just songs kind of came from nowhere, and then they kind of stuck.
And I will add that I think the whole point of it being low pressure is that I was
completely petrified of singing or performing in front of anyone. So I would be kind of like really scared, and Francis would have to like sit in the laundry room with the door closed while I recorded my vocal parts, just because I was like, I didn't want anyone to like look at me. But times have changed.
What made, when did that change, or how did this slowly gradual?
Gradual, yeah.
Just gradual?
Yeah, very gradual.
The first show we played was at in our living room. We hosted a show with DeVaro's awesome artist, and their parents came and surprised her, and it was just like really cool vibe. And I feel like that show, you nailed it. And I feel like before we were kind of like scared of what food would be, like nervous or short breath, but then the family came and that made it really comfortable.
Yeah, I couldn't even like imagine like, yeah, I couldn't imagine like the moment my mouth was going to the mic. I was like, I can't even picture this moment happening in front of anyone. But yeah, it was sweet, and every show gets a bit more comfortable. It's fun.
Yeah, are you now willing to say that you're excited? You're good to be in front of people now.
You want
to grab the mic and just
still
go for it now.
Yeah,
it's easy when
you
have an awesome drummer too.
Yeah, there's still nerves for sure, but I'm definitely more comfortable. I think a lot of it is like. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Perception
it's
or something.
Yeah, totally.
You're still listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am in the studio with Booty EP, Francis, and Ali. You like doing the video. There's a lot of videos.
Yeah.
There's a few. Anyways, I saw like a bunch. there's one for snacks. There's one for yakisoba.
Yeah.
And the one you're talking about, the ferry one.
That's right.
Waiting for you.
That's right.
So that maybe start with the one on the ferry. Was it just how much did no one care when you brought
no
the,
one really
they
cared.
You just shot. And
yeah, it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a last minute trip, and we were planning on working on music stuff, and we were like, oh, we really want to go on this trip too. And we're like, what about if we film something on the ferry, and then that'll like appease our you know, intention of wanting to do something creative or whatnot. And we're like, and we got a trip out of it. So
yeah, and we love making videos. Francis is like an editor in his daytime. And the ferry one I did solo, which was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, she edited it all.
But yeah, it was really fun. No one questioned it. I think if anything, it was probably entertaining for people to like watch us like mouth words and like sing and dance all over the ferry.
So the mouthing of the words, like, did you have the track going?
Yeah, we had one AirPod for the person singing, and one of those wireless AirPods. And Ali actually had to go through and like keyframe each frame to like paint it out on some of the shots.
Oh, I was wondering why I didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah.
If you look closely, you could probably see a funny thing.
If you look close, you could maybe. But yeah, it was like after 2 days, she's like, I spent a lot of time on this. It takes a lot of time. But
I'm no rotoscoper.
Because those AirPods look kind of businessy and Bluetooth headphone-y. That's not the coolest vibe.
I guess you couldn't just like put a kettle box or something.
And it was so loud, like the wind and stuff.
You couldn't hear anything.
So.
And the yakisoba video, I saw that it was done on Hornby Island. It was a nice video. There's a fight, but isn't
there's
that
a fight?
There's a fight, but isn't that spaghetti?
we tried to get yakisoba.
The only thing I can think of.
The co-op didn't have yakisoba.
I'm so happy that you just noted that because no one else has.
Yeah,
and that bothered
time.
Me so much. I was like,
I can't do this without. But there was no noodles. There was only spaghetti at the Hornby.
So for those, you can check it out on YouTube. Yeah, there's sort of a food fight with a noodle kind of situation there. But yeah, it's spaghetti and not yakisoba. But that's fine.
I'm glad you caught that. I'm glad you questioned it.
And also there's a video for also
snacks.
Yeah. Yes. And that one is a little bit darker than the other two.
That one is pretty dark. That one we made with our pal from Poland, who we actually met on Hornby through
the filming of the yakisoba video.
And he was going to be in Vancouver for like another month. So he was like, let's do a video. And so we just got together the day before, came up with this idea, and then shot it for like 2 days, got this epic praying mantis off Craigslist, and...
Like a 9-foot praying mantis that is some sort of movie prop that we
shout out to Trent Freeman.
I was wondering what
that thing
was. That was about.
It has about a 1 second shot in the video, but still.
Yeah.
Well, in my mind, it was like, is that like part of the Chinatown core? Maybe I just never spotted it.
No, it's something we bought.
We bought it, and long story short, it was really heavy. The legs broke off. But then someone we know, another Vancouver musician, bought it off of us to then prank this other guy that we know. So it all, wow, I just said it. I'm glad I didn't say their names.
That might be the
reveal.
It's
still a secret.
Oh, it's top secret. Right. But he might still not hear it. Yeah. He still doesn't know.
Booty EP on Seattle here. Unfortunately, we are out of time.
Dang, that's our fault.
We have to. We'll get you back next time, and we'll play all the games. We'll play all the quizzes.
Oh man, I can't wait.
The only thing before we go, you're playing Music Waste.
Yeah.
Yes.
So excited.
Is that your next upcoming show, or is there another one?
We have one more at 333 Gates on Saturday, May 26th.
Okay.
Coming up, so not this Saturday, tomorrow, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're playing with? Or?
Yeah.
Wax Cowboy and Dante's Paradise.
Okay, perfect.
All ages. Super, super fun.
Sweet.
We have friends playing there tonight, and they're like, "This sounds great."
Yeah,
so.
Three's fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, check them out. And website is
bootyepmusic.com.
And yeah, check them out in Music Waste. I think that the list of bands playing is slowly being leaked, and you're one of the first one that is being shown on. And that's good.
Yeah, I like that process of just like. It's like a couple of them every day. So nice.
Yeah, I think they're just very slow. But yes, thank you so much for coming in. That was fantastic. And come up next, we have Copy and Paste on CITR.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks,
Ben.
Yeah. And thanks, CITR.
Yes, thank you. Bye. My love is like you.